Democrats, media panic as Biden's domestic agenda stalls in Congress. By Wendell Hussebo on July 22, 2021. Democrats and the establishment media are panicking as President Joe Biden's agenda stalls in Congress. The Hill reported Democrats are falling behind on his plan to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure package and a budget resolution during the July work period after Republicans voted in unison Wednesday to block a motion to begin the infrastructure debate. There's growing skepticism in the Democratic caucus on whether there will be enough support to pass the bill in the end, the publication continued. Time was never on our side, a Democrat senator told The Hill in anonymity so as not to raise doubts about his colleagues' progress in negotiating with Republicans. I'm somewhat cynical. We're close until we're not close, and we're not close until it's all done, the senator said. Politico Huddle wrote Thursday morning that the tanked infrastructure test vote, which seemed within reach for weeks, is now racing against the clock to move the legislative centerpiece of President Joe Biden's first-year agenda. The bipartisan infrastructure deal is not the only problem for the Biden administration. Politico Huddle also noted Thursday, there's just 9 days until the United States runs out of power to keep borrowing money. Democrats will need to round up the support of at least 10 Republican senators in order to pass legislation to raise the debt limit and avoid the U.S. government from defaulting on its loans, Politico lamented. That seems unlikely, as McConnell said Wednesday he doesn't expect any GOP senators to support raising it in the current environment. Punchbowl News also admitted Biden's police reform initiative has not made any breakthroughs on Capitol Hill. The news coverage has also dwindled, the online publication writes. Much more of the focus now is on rising crime rates, not fixing policing, and the politics look to have shifted as well. And with the August recess fast approaching, there seems little chance of Congress doing anything on this before lawmakers head home. All these worries may force Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, to keep the Senate in session the week of August 9, Punchbowl News writes. Schumer warned his Democrats that changes to the August schedule could occur when this work period began, so it shouldn't be a huge problem despite expected grumbling about canceled COTLs. The political stakes are too high for Democrats and the White House to worry about that, Punchbowl panicked.